if you hold the Yesh Brera, so that means that, it, especially if you're dividing up right now, all the Tayoshim. So the father left over goats. So in the Raisa, the goats go 50-50. So you have to divide up the goats 50-50, so the half that goes to you, the pshat is, that's the part that's supposed to go to you from your father at the time he died. We hold Yesh Brera. So therefore, even when you come back later, it was never considered like you bought it one off another. It's always considered a direct Yerusha from your father. And even if later they come back together in Shutfis, it's like coming back again to be in the Matzvah of Tfisa Sabayis. It's back, it still belongs to the, it's like one owner still. So when do we say there's a Ptur, it's only if they divide it up, the Tayoshim connected the Gedeim. So you have to say, you take all the goats, and I'll take all the kids. So that's not the way it's supposed to be the Yerusha, it's supposed to be 50-50. So since it's not the way the Yerusha was, here we say it's like one border off the other one. So it's not the Yerusha anymore. And later when they come back, Shutfis, it's like coming a new partnership. That's when we have the Potter from Eisa Behema. But it would have been divided up equally. The Tiyoshim and Tiyoshim, that's not called like Yibur anything. That's only called Yesh Brera, that the Yerusha stays the way it came from your father. That's what Rav Onan says. Talmud says, Rav Nachman says no. Rav Nachman says no, I know. Filu Choku Gedeim Kenega Gedeim. Even they divided up the kids for kids. Utiyoshim Kenega Tiyoshim. They divided up the goats equally. You take five goats and he takes five goats. Still, I do not say Zel Choku Amegiya Mishor Rishon Lekach. I do not say this is the chelik, the portion that you were supposed to get from your father at the time he died. In other words, he holds Ein Brera. At the time your father died, there was some animals set aside for you, but we don't know which ones. Later, when you divide it up, you have to be afraid you're taking the wrong one, he's taking the other ones. So it won't help you. So if of Yold Ain Brera, so it's always considered like the brothers border one off for another, and therefore later they become complete shutfis, there's no more tfisas and bias, it doesn't go back to the same way it was before they divided up. That's two shittas. Now, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Loishonu Ela Shechoku, Test Keneged Yud. Or else for Yud Keneged Test, they write 9 for 10 and 10 for 9. Avachoku Test Keneged Test, for Yud Keneged Yud, Oimer, Zechoku Amegiyah Mishor Rishon Lekach. That he has the right then to say, this is the portion that I deserved. As he also holds Yesh Brera. As long as they took 10 for 10, so I have a right to say, this is my chelik and that's your chelik. You only hold, it won't be good. If you're taking more than you're supposed to, then the pshat is I sold you. But as long as it's 10 for 10, even though it's gediyah for Tayoshim, it'll also be good. It's also called Yesh Brera. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Chok Utes Kenega Tes. For Yasor Kenega Asor, no, Einoim, I never say, Zeh Chok Amagiyah Mishor Rishon Lekach. I never say Yesh Brera. Since the kids of the Machlokes, whether we hold Yesh Brera or not, that we always have to be afraid the portion you get right now is not the portion you deserve from your father. And it's like you bought it off your brother. So it's a Ptur of Lakuach. And then later when they come together again, it's a Din of Shutfis. So, alright, we'll have those sugi. Like the Mor says here, that V'yoz the Rabbi Yechonon L'taymei, the Yom Rabbasi, Yom Rabbi Yechonon, Ho'achem Shacholku, brothers that divide up Yerusha, Lakuchasein. We don't consider like they're taking the Mamish Ptur of Yerusha from the father, because we don't know which Chelik is really theirs. But we always consider it like a lekuach, like they bought it. And therefore, machzir and zeb yovel, they have to return it one to another and yovel. Yeah. All right, and we'll stop here.